Welcome to the Council of Moms. I have a great counsel for you today. This is where we really solve life's problems. And I am so excited for you to get to know these women. I'll introduce myself first. I'm Lisa Valentine Clark. I love hosting the Council of Moms. I am a mom of five, three who live outside the home, two who live in mostly. They're gone a lot. Yeah. It changes almost weekly. But I'm super excited to be here. I am also really excited to welcome.
I am Liv Mendoza. I think I'm the youngest mom in the group, not because of my age, but because my son is only, is going to be 2 years old on Friday. So as you can probably imagine, I have a ton of experience.
I love it.
And I am, I work for a company doing compliance. I also have a pet sitting business. And I'm a member of the LGBTQ community and a Latter-day Saint.
Awesome.
My name is Whitney Call, and I'm a writer, comedian, and I'm trying to figure it out still. So I don't know. This is a squiggly area. My identity is a big, it's a big question. I'm still figuring it out.
Good. Aren't we all?
Aren't we all?
Totally. Totally. I'm Allison Dayton, and I have three kids, one in-law, and the sweetest little grandbaby ever. And
why didn't you bring her today?
I know. She would have been so good.
I know. I should have told you. Sorry. That's my bad.
Oh, my gosh. Her face is
heaven. We are a baby-friendly show.
Oh, it's,
yeah.
And she's probably the cutest little baby I've ever seen. It's heaven. And I have a foundation for LGBTQ families or families of LGBTQ individuals. And primarily, we work in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
That's awesome. Well, welcome. Yeah. Thanks for being here. We, at the Council of Moms, a lot of times just put a call out for a lot of questions. Like, what are the things that you're thinking about and struggling with? What could you, you know, use a little perspective on? So I'm just going to go right into the question.
Good.
This is from Carmen in Seattle, Washington, who says, I've always felt guilty about taking time for myself to spend with friends, but my friendships are failing and I feel like I'm burning out as a parent. Is it even possible to be balanced and to have time to be my own person and be a full-time parent? Please send any tips, solve all my problems. So,
oh, good. We got this.
So no, the stakes are high. I think that's interesting. So just considering your own experience, the age of your children's, your life perspectives, your stories, the things that you, you know, the places where you work and play, what have you seen? Is it possible to balance all these things? I mean, her question included being a full-time parent and then balancing, like, self-care, but, like, add a career to that, add volunteer work to that. Like, what has been your experience? How valuable is it?
I think the first and most important thing for me was to not be ashamed to admit that I needed time for myself. Mm-hmm. That was, like, the first big step.
How did you come to that realization, though?
It was a day in which I realized that I hadn't been to the toilet alone in like a year.
That's a clear moment right there. Like,
we all know that moment.
Yep.
You know that feeling of like, you just want to go in and have like 5 minutes. And especially I got pregnant towards the end of the pandemic. So I got married. Went into the pandemic. So I went from being single and living my life to living, working in the same space in a tiny apartment with my husband to then getting pregnant and just like there was no more time for myself. Yeah. But admitting that I didn't love my child less just because I wanted some time away. I didn't love my husband any less because I needed time for myself. But also taking that time helps me be a better mom and actually be able to be present in the moment. So my husband and I take turns. He loves playing Dungeons and Dragons. And if anyone's familiar with that game, it never lasts less than 3 hours.
Yeah. So some of my kids play.
Yeah, it's like I am always like, look, leave me with enough snacks to entertain the child and for myself, and then you can go play. But just as he takes that time, I'm allowed to take that time. Mm-hmm. And my son is a happy boy who has everything that he needs. And the quality of time that we spend together is because I'm able to go and have fun with my friends and come home and then share something different with them than what we see every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. I feel like for me, I've never not taken that time for myself because I was in a very like a job that I needed to be there as soon as I had kids. Like I went back to work when my kid was 2 weeks old. And wow. It was, you know, because we had like a film schedule, we had to get back into it, right? And so it was kind of just like my mentality, and I wanted that. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be at work. I wanted to be doing this thing that I really loved while having kids. For me, actually, I think it's been maybe the reversal of recognizing that I am comfortable being like fully mom. You know, because I have always been like, well, I'm going to be like a working wife, a working mom, whatever it is. Like, I have this thing that I love doing and I want to do it. I also recognize I have a lot of masculine energy. That's the household I was raised in, where like I'm very much about like organization and goals and like plans. And that's what I want to do. And so I had this goal for my life. And sometimes maybe there's a little shame that I don't have as much of like the feminine, like nurturing and like softer side of with my children. I am that, I'm that masculine presence in the home where I'm like, yeah, but have you thought about this? Like, that's me, right? Where it's like, I wish I could maybe have that like softer side. And I honestly think the pandemic taught me a lot of like, you're not gonna die if you are spending less time out there grabbing all the stuff that you want.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm learning more just how seasons work in my life. I've been in a lot of winter seasons since having kids, but we go through so many seasons, right? And so for me, it's learning to see all the good that's cultivating under the roots there, that maybe it's not like where I'm wanting to get with my career. Maybe it's not where I'm wanting to get in certain areas of my life, but I'm starting to see traits in myself. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to see all this work that I'm doing that you don't always see. It's not the blooms, right? It's your roots. And so just to try and appreciate, I'll get in, I am in a spring and summer kind of moment in my life again, because my kids are all in school. So I have that time to work on projects again. But I think just learning to be okay with each part, as long as I know what it's serving me, I know what I want to get out of it. Or, no, that's not true. Most of the time, I don't know what's going on with myself. But, you know, to actually know that, like, that whatever it is bringing me, I'm taking it openly. And I'm letting it teach me. Yeah.
I like that. I tend to think balance is a pretend thing. Mm-hmm. I think, at least for me, the way I work, I put my energy in the thing that's needed. Yeah. And then, you know, that energy actually like reduces the other, mm-hmm. my energy towards some, you know, whatever's needed reduces my energy to whatever is over here. And it is a little bit of a kind of a, you're juggling. I mean, that's the juggling. And I guess juggling is sort of balancing, but I'm like you, I can get really, really wrapped up into work and I have to pull myself back out. But I just try and be present and know that I'm doing the best I can with what's not there. And when this other side needs me, I'm all in. So it's a little bit more of that than balance. Just feels unattainable to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It gives me anxiety to think that.
Yeah, because you think that everything has to be equal and life is not equal because it's not fair.
No.
Yeah. So how do you do
think
that?
It's also important to think we are an example for our kids.
Yeah.
So I think very often, I grew up, I'm Mexican. I come from a very traditional family. And it was like, oh, as a woman, you have to do A, B, and C, and you have to make the food and serve the table and do the dishes and yada, yada, yada. That on top of having a career or going to school or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So it was always the needs of the family were a priority over your needs as a person. Mm-hmm. And I don't want my kids to grow up thinking that. Mm-hmm. I don't want my son or future kids or anything to think, oh, they are more important than me, so then I have to put myself on hold. And the most powerful way, I think, to show them that is by example. Mm-hmm. So if I take time to go have dinner with my friends, then I'm going to show them it's okay for you to have, they're going to go hang out with their friends at some point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean that I neglect my responsibilities as a mom. Mm-hmm. I know what I have to do before I leave the house. Mm-hmm. I also know what I have to do when I get back in the house and make sure that nothing was set on fire.
Be waiting for you.
But it's communication. It's, I agree with Allison. And sometimes we focus so much on this balance and, oh, I spend this time with my friends. I have to do this with my husband and then I have to do this. But especially with the holidays and with like additional things that come throughout the year, I have to do this and that, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes it's just going to be unbalanced. And you have to be able to sit comfortably with that and know that that doesn't reduce your worth as a person or your value as a mom and that you're doing your best.
Mm-hmm. I also think that there are certain things, don't you think, in life that just like, just are disruptors of it, like a shooting schedule or a tragedy or an immediate need, health or emotional or otherwise, of one child or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that will, you have to be open to that as a parent.
Yeah.
And it feels like in the middle of that, then the balance is off. When it wasn't really ever there, it's not really a thing. So, you know, I think in this question, I thought it was so, is it possible to be balanced or, you know, solve all my problems? I love that. Like, because there might be another problem underlying in that question.
Yes.
Of like, I think balance is what I'm looking for, but, you know, maybe, you know, misdirect, because I know that, like, for example, like, after my husband passed away, I irrationally, like, logically, I knew that this was irrational, but I felt like I could not leave my children.
Yeah.
And they were all fully capable of taking care of themselves. But, like, even, like, to go on a walk or to do something, I felt like this, I was learning how to be a solo parent, you know, on my own. And it was a period of adjustment where I thought, I've already solved this. Like, my kids are older. I know that that it's good for me to do things with friends. Yeah. I know that that adds value to my life and theirs.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, if somebody was like, hey, let's go do this, let me take you out, I just felt this. Mm-hmm. And I want to acknowledge that sometimes, like, those feelings are really strong. Mm-hmm. Or, like, after I had a new baby and, like, leaving that baby for the first time, like, even though you're like, I'm just going to be gone for an hour, or, like, it doesn't logically make sense. But for me, at least, there was this, like, physical, like, oh, this feels wrong.
Yeah.
And I think that's okay, too, that if, like, that didn't feel right for a while, then I was like, I'm not going to solve this right now. I'm just going to maybe not hang out with my friends as much and do that later. But I just want to acknowledge that sometimes.
And then it did resolve,
But it does. In fact, like now, I mean, my two kids are at home. They're like, so what are you doing tonight? Like, what are your plans? I'm like, I don't know. I thought maybe I'd hang out with you guys. And they're like, oh, we're going to be gone. Sorry. You know what? You should call Haley. Like, they'll like try to like set up play dates for me. Like, it's really embarrassing, but sweet. But they'll be
so
like,
sweet.
What are they doing? You want to call them? And I'm like, it's okay. Right.
Well, that's what struck me from her comment was that her friendships were struggling. Like, I could not do it without my girlfriends.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
And I couldn't survive.
Yeah, no. And my close ones, the ones I see all the time, the ones I go to church with, the ones I have in this community, I think that is something that's really important.
Yeah. And I don't want to be dramatic. I mean, I do. Yeah. But I didn't know that my husband was going to die early or whatever. Yeah. And had I not had these, like, strong female friends to care for me and my children, like, to know that some of my children will have longer, oh, that kills me, like, relationships of time-wise with friends. Like, when I say friends are important, it's not just a, you know, just to cheer you up or to have somebody to do something with. I'm saying, like, who invest in your family and your ability to function.
Yeah.
Like,
totally.
Friends, friends and family, you cannot replace that. It's not a optional if everything else in your life is going well for
exactly.
me.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes I think, and I know this in myself, sometimes I want from my husband what I should be getting, what I can really easily get from girlfriends that he's not capable of, like,
it's a different relationship.
Talking about things for a long time. Yeah. Right? I can do that with my girlfriends. And that is really, like, we go and we go and we go. And it spins in, like, that's not a thing. And I think sometimes if we just are all at home and it's just that focus, you're missing out on what you need to strengthen you and then to be there
and to strengthen
you.
Your family.
I think it's also important to know what stage in life your friends are at. Like, I was the first one in my group of friends, even though I'm, like, considered an older mom or whatever. I think I'm pretty young. But that had a baby.
Yeah.
So for them, it was really hard to understand why I was so obsessed with my baby's head shape. And I was like, you just don't understand. I read this article, and then this thing says here. And he spent this much time in the car seat, and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, he looks normal to me, right? Mm-hmm. And especially when you're going to postpartum depression and all the hormones and blah, blah, blah. A comment like that can be like, you don't understand me. And
this is important to me.
But it's hard for them to understand, right? If they don't have kids or if their kids are older or like there's everyone goes through different stages and approaches things in a different way. Mm-hmm. But when you find that group of friends that regardless of what stage they're in, they're able to show empathy and give you that space, maybe sometimes all that you can communicate with a friend is sending memes on, like, DMing memes or funny things or my
But that's a good friend to me.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Like, sometimes you just get to hang out 30 minutes while you are at Walmart and are running an errand. Mm-hmm. Like, I have an errands buddy.
Like, that's nice.
And I recommend everyone getting one. Because it's like, look, we're still going to get done what we need to get done, but it's going to be an adult that I can have a conversation with and be in a different environment. Yeah. And it's just understanding where you are at and what the other where the other person's at, what you can give and what you need to receive and communicating that. Because a lot of my friends were also like, I didn't know you just needed me to be there.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I'm sorry I didn't tell you.
Yeah.
I'm on your list of things.
It's total growth, but friends are critical. They can be critical.
Well, and, you know, implicit in this question is that she says, I'm always feeling guilty about taking time for myself.
Yeah.
And that, you know, and in that question, she's saying, I need this. I need to spend time with my friends.
Yeah.
But I feel guilty for wanting that. Right. And I think that we could. We should give each other permission to just get rid of that, that having adult interaction and friends, people who are invested in you, your family, the things that you're doing, your the decisions that you're making, that has such significant value that we're not just robots that are just performing tasks for other people all day. Right. It's just meaningful.
And when did that idea come into play that we were just going to be sitting around
staring at our kids? That we used to... More people, I think, traditionally stayed home, right, with their kids, followed sort of the same. I mean, this is the stereotype, right?
Right.
And that you went outside your front door and you could talk to your neighbor and you had this, like, network that was just there because you were all kind of doing the same thing. I think just genuinely and generally in our society with mothers and with fathers, with everyone, we've just become more isolated. Yeah. We're all just doing our own thing. And we're becoming busy, but also a lot busier, but more distracted too. And I think after the pandemic too, we've felt even more isolated. So I don't think that it's I think it is when you want to get together with your friends or you want to go run errands, which I think is such a great idea with your friend, that is not the norm anymore. You know, like you have to go through extra steps, it's kind of an extraordinary thing. And so you're thinking, oh, I got to do one more thing and I want this, but it would be easier. It would save time or money or whatever it is if I didn't.
Yeah.
Sure. And I think we as a culture, we think of these things almost as like a treat, like a bonus, right? It's almost like some of the advice you get when you have a baby of like, you know, be good, like have a good day, go take a shower. And it's like, that's not a treat yourself. Like that's health and hygiene.
Yeah, you
like
need to stay clean.
Right?
You need to brush your teeth.
Where it's just like, it's not just like a, like, just take a little you time. It's like, no, like, let's take care of ourselves. And I think this similarly with, especially as we get older, we maybe just get better at hiding our needs. But they're still there. We still have that emotional need for connection from people who, you know, can provide that relief, can provide that sounding board, can provide challenge sometimes when we need a challenge. And I just think that if we're looking at it as like a, I'm going to be bad today and I'm going to have like a little girl's night. It's like, no, you're doing yourself a disservice because that is your mental health. And if we haven't learned anything by 2023, it's that mental health is just as important as physical health.
Right. Totally. And she even says in the question, I'm feeling burned out.
I'm feeling it. Right.
Well, and I think like I grew up with a mom who stayed home all the time.
Me too.
And then we all left and she was like, what am I? Like what? And I think those outside interests, I mean, what she did was great and awesome. And I love her for it. But when we left, like her reason left. And because there weren't a lot of outside interests and there weren't like, she didn't know how to take care of herself apart from us. And she didn't know how to treat herself and do fun things. And, you know, I mean, she did a little bit of it, but not much. Yeah. And there was a big shift. And she had to go through a real big growth period of figuring out how to take care of herself, which was sad. And it's sad as like an adult woman to watch her do that.
And having your own interests, whether they're paid or volunteered or, you know, it doesn't anything. I mean, that brings the friends, right? Like that brings the opportunity of that for that connection, like wherever you want. Like you don't have to follow anyone else's sort of script of how you do that, right?
Well, and even just figuring out what you want is a little bit of a chore sometimes. Like what do I want to do with for myself? But that you get great growth when you do that, when you figure out what's important, where's my passion, how do I take it somewhere? And even with all these little kids, I was so much more creative when my kids were little.
I know, because you were in that space, right?
Oh my gosh, I got so much done too. I was making ornaments and getting things together, like groups together. It was crazy. And now, no creativity. no fun. She's not fun anymore. She's
I'm sure that's not true.
You need some friends to tell you how fun
you
are. Yeah, to laugh.
Just to laugh with your friends. We're running at the end of our time, which it always goes by so quickly. But I'd love to give you each just a final word on just this sort of message of like you're feeling overwhelmed and burned out and you know that you need to spend more time with friends. What's your go-to?
I think burnout is definitely a clue that something's off. Like if there is a balance at all, then burnout is the signal. So I do really think, like, figure out what your passion is. You can do it from home. You can do it in a career. You can do it wherever. But, like, be there when you're there. And remember that we're raising independent individuals. And so a little bit of that comes from mom's not always right here to take care of my needs. That's how I become independent, because I got to figure out how to make a sandwich, even if it's
unless
ugly.
You're a toddler. If you're a toddler, don't try to make your sandwich.
Don't let your toddler make a sandwich.
I bet he could.
He could.
But like it's actually, it actually is to the benefit of everybody for you to follow your passion and let the balance be off a little bit sometimes. So,
I feel like with I'm very much an extrovert, and if I could just like hang out with like the same group of people every single night and just like we'll just do games and food and talk, I would do it. But not all my friends are extroverts, and most of the time it's like, you know, that little that meme of Milhouse just like on the seesaw by himself. That's me like sending the text into the void, like who wants to like get out of their house and do something. And sometimes it's so hard when we're not lining up, when, you know, you can't do like a girls' night every night. That is how I recharge. That is something that like fills my batteries. And so it's really easy for me to maybe then feel like, well, then like I've got nothing to do and am I a loser? And what does this mean? And for me, I think it is that sort of like just searching for what is it that I'm actually looking for. So sometimes like I'll go to a movie by myself. And I love going to movies by myself. But I do notice that when I go to things by myself, I'll just talk to anyone. Because I'm like, hey, my well is empty.
Wait,
empty.
Hanging out more. sounds I'm very just familiar. Saying,
any extroverts out there, I'm always free. But I'm not desperate. But I also think, like, if you are desperate, then, like, find something to do, right? Like, I'll do something, and then I'll just talk to the people while I'm out there. And I don't know. It does fill a little bit of the well. And the rest of it, man, then I just find a day. I'm like, hey, yeah. I'm available anytime. And if you're not ready, then, like, I'll do something that I'm loving tonight, because I'm not going to wait on anyone to give me a good time. But if you are available, I'll always take it.
I'll give you my number. Don't worry.
There we go.
We can go to Walmart. No, Target. Let's feel Target. A little fancier.
Yeah.
I would say don't be afraid to express your needs. Mm. And there's going to be someone in your circle that's going to be able to give you that push that you need. And I feel like sometimes when we become moms, we think that it's like, oh, before I was a mom and after I was a mom and everything before just disappear. And in reality, you're building upon who you were before. Mm. I'm still the little Mexican firecracker who has a weird sense of humor and loves to cook and feed people and just try new things. Mm. And now that I have a child, like, I'm still that person.
Yeah.
I just maybe take a little bit, like, other measurements or guidance, right? Like, if I'm going to cook for all my friends, I make sure that it's not too spicy so that my child can have something, or that they bring their kids so that he has something that he can interact with and learn. And it's just, I have this amazing group of friends, honestly, that I can just drop stuff on them and they'll make it like a reality. It's the perfect match for my ADHD because I'm like, I just spit ideas. My latest idea was like, you know what? I want to try food from around the world. And for those familiar with Utah, you might know it's not the best place to do that. So we started a food club, and now we get together every month and we choose a random country, and everyone brings a dish from that country. And we've eaten Greek and Russian, and I'm still upset about the person that proposed Iceland because... It's one of the. I'm Mexican. I can't eat without spices.
Oh, and
that dinner left me. I went to get tacos right after. But still, right? Like, they were there for me. I said, I've never been paddleboarding. I don't even know how to swim. And someone jumped in and say, I have a paddleboard. I have a truck, blah, blah, blah. And they put together this experience for me. So having that kind of friends, it's also going to keep you motivated, because then the work is not on you. Mm. And you know that as a mom, usually if there's an idea, then you have to do the list and buy the materials. And then it's not an interest, it's another task on your list. But if you have your village, then use it. That's what they're for.
Yeah, friends shouldn't be one thing on your to-do list or for a burden. It's a restructuring of how you live your life, of how you think about it.
Yeah.
Wow, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing your experience and wisdom.
Thanks.
I love the Council of Moms.